It's noon. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
just stops. That was Jimi Hendrix playing you the Star Spangled Banner, One Day Late, I guess. That was from his performance at Woodstock, which a lot of people don't know, but he played to like 20,000 people because everyone had gone home. And that wasn't the first or last track he played either. So today, we're doing Woodstock, man. This is the scene on Radio Blue. And I wanted to just explore this like slice of time, August 1969. I found a 35 CD release of every song and every announcement over the speakers for the whole festival. And some family and friends of mine, we just went on a trip. And it was like a 3-day, you know, kind of not really camping, but a lot of time around campfires. And we just had this on in the background. And it was cool because, like, I listened to Burt Summers on the ride up. And Santana was in the background just hanging around a campfire. And then we were making lunch on a boat. Creedence came on. Janis Joplin's Wailing while we're driving around. So it was just on in the background the entire trip. And it was really cool to do it real time. And you'd miss a bunch of bands. And then you'd be like, oh, did we hear Joe Cocker yet? And it was, I don't know. It just set the background. It was really cool. So we're going to start off with Richie Havens. This would be Friday at 5 p.m. I'm going to try to give you the times that all these people played because the whole thing was a kind of a disaster. But a happy disaster, I guess. So we're going to start off Friday, 5 p.m., Richie Havens. A band called Sweetwater was supposed to open, but they could not get there due to traffic. So he started us off. We'll get to about Saturday at 2 a.m. in this set. So I'll fill you in with more later. Stay with us. The Scene, Episode 18, Woodstock on Radio Blue. Here's Richie Havens.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Ain't you far? Yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M15, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. What's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start glistening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Jennifer's heaven for Jenny, I'd stay. Skin shining white as a dove. Lying beside her, I melted away into the river of love. Warm, lost in a maze, counting the ways that she smiles. Time is slipping away, lost in the arms of a love so gentle and wild. Jennifer's something you handle with care, fragile as crystals of glass. Jennifer's lips are as soft as the air, kissing her here in the grass. Warm, lost in a maze, counting the ways that she smiles. Time is slipping away, lost in the arms of a love so gentle and mild. Heaven for Jenny, I'd stay. Skin shining white as a dove. Lying beside her, I melted away into the river of love. Into the river of love. Into the river.
Ooh.
I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for sorrow, save my love for lonely. I've given you my tomorrow, love me only. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? You answered it quick, Tim, I could. How put you above me? If I were a miller, at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blocks, soft shoes shining? Save my love for loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, given me your tomorrow. If I were a carpenter, and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Could you have my baby?
The bird. to
if you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz, right? Can you dig it? Man, it's supposed to be a million and a half people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah. A lot of freaks.
That's Arlo Guthrie. There is a lot of freaks. There was not a million and a half people. There was like 400 to 500,000. He was playing at 1:45 to 2:15 a.m. Before that, kind of a hard track to listen to, but I love her voice. It's just the recording sucks. That's Melanie playing at 1 a.m. Tim Harden before that, 8:30 p.m. Sweetwater finally showed up at 6. And Richie Havens started off, and he ended up just playing. He played all of his songs. He ran out of stuff, and then he just started playing like Bob Dylan and Beatles covers and stuff for 3 hours till the other band would show up. So, as you can tell, I'm playing album tracks. I try to only do songs that were actually played, but just I'm picking different versions. This is my show, man. So the show itself, Woodstock, bunch of cool stuff about it. It was kind of a train wreck. And I think that's the point, which is the whole thing was a mess, but people came together and made it work versus being, you know, like a fire fest disaster. So they had to move the festival at the last minute. Some kid happened to have a permit for a little arts festival in a town of 2,000 people. And they were like, yeah, that'll work. So everything was kind of improvised. Have to, like, imagine doing that now, just having to build the entire venue from scratch. They didn't finish. They had no idea how many people were going to show up. It was a mess. So, but everyone came together and helped. So, all right, we're getting into Saturday, 3 a.m. Who's coming up next? I don't have it written down. Joan Baez is coming up. She's playing a Dylan cover. Bob Dylan never showed up. People said he hated hippies. So we'll do Joan Baez. I think she's actually got two tracks in here. Got a track from Quill, Country Joe and the Fish, and Santana. Coming up next on the scene, episode 18, Woodstock. You're listening to Radio Blue, you lot of freaks.
I remember. from his neck, and he told her she'd been working much too hard. It was true that ever since the day her crazy man had passed away to the land of poets' pride, she laughed and talked a lot with new people on the block, but always at evening time she cried.
beginning. Well, it's and until the merry head of man will trip into the final drop of time.
Time. Sunlight floods the sky. History will wonder why
they live the life, and no one wonders why. We'll be right back.
watching the painted desert adrift off of Donovan's reef. Tossing and spinning your pills alone bring such sweet relief. Open your mind and show me a sign to prove you're insane. Open your arms and show me the scars reflecting your pain. Lovely lady, forgive me now. If words seem cruel, if words seem cruel, you've lost your soul. Seven seas, servants at home are down on their knees. The master's praying and begging me, please look away. Diamond shining through an emerald sky. Watch the phantom as he flies by, trying to laugh, but he knows he must die. Look away. Our time has finally come. Though we're imps of sin, sing an orgy of our flesh begun. Excuse me, I can't seem to recall exactly what's happening here. Your mask in the past always seemed to me to be so sincere. Once it was mine, you looked so cool, but I know.
do.
That's Santana. Shut up, Santana. Playing at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Let's see. I'm trying to find my actual song list. Before that, we had Country Joe and the Fish playing at 1 p.m. We had Quill before that at noon. They were the first to play on second day, Saturday. Before that, we had Joan Baez playing at 3 a.m. Her name came up a lot when I was looking for stories. It was kids that were there, and they were like, I was five. I don't remember anything, but my mom pulled me up on her lap when Joan Baez came on. Didn't know it was at 3 a.m., though. Excuse me. All right, so we're past the first rainstorm. That was kind of around midnight, Friday, Saturday. Now we're getting into... I'm playing a little bit more of... you could tell the songs that are actually recorded at the festival because it sounds so much worse. But some of these bands actually put on like really, really good sets. Like Creedence sounds exactly like they do all the time. So I'm going to be a little bit more of the actual show recordings coming up. And we're going into kind of a big heavy-hitting segment here. Who do we got coming up next? Sorry, I'm kind of... a mess here today. All right, coming up next, we got Keith Hartley. We got the Incredible String Band. They declined their first set due to the stage being wet, and now they have a much worse time here. I got Canned Heat. That's a good example of the big, huge pop songs. I like the live versions better because we've heard the big ones before. Got Mountain, Grateful Dead in here, and then we'll close out this set with Creedence. So... let's get on Saturday afternoon in the rain.
Thank you.
started rubbing my eyes when I heard the birds talk. Said, hey, Mr. Sleep, you're gonna have to take a walk, 'cause nothing has much power to make me rise as the postman bringing the morning surprise. Here it comes. You better believe it, here it comes. Too much I've got to let up. Better get it out of bed. That's what I said. Then I pulled the covers right up to my nose. I thought, well, a letter might be for Rose. Her mother, she writes very regularly. Mr. Postman, have you got a letter for me? Mr. Heron? Yes, I have. Says right here, yes, I have. Too much I've got a letter, and I said it with some joy. It came from Maria, Chicago, Illinois. And I never have met her, but she sounds sweet like a flower growing on the rubbish heap. She got a lot of things, oh, she gotta work out, but she's gonna make it, have no doubt. Oh no, not Rhea. Maria, played that from your letter. Must have felt a little bit lighter.
Oh, Guitars tuned back up where they belong before we proceed any further. Thank you, man. We're having a good time. We haven't really had a chance to get together and rehearse yet because this all kind of came down in the middle of everything. And I got myself an arm. Hold on here a minute.
Screaming, there's a time and a little to stop. goes, country goes, riding in the wind and the rain. Wherever he goes, the people all complain. Wishing well with the golden bell, buggy hanging clear to hell. Down and lower down again.
There's a lot of extras on some of these tracks where it's like, oh, I forgot they were tuning their instruments for 7 minutes after that. But that's kind of what's so cool about that box set is it really does have everything. So let's see where my sorry, I'm kind of all over the place today. That was Creedence off of the actual Woodstock. St. Stephen by the Dead before that. Blood of the Sun by Mountain. Going Up Country by Canned Heat, Letter by the Incredible String Band, and Sinning for You by the Keith Hartley Band before that. It's now Sunday at 2 a.m. I believe the bad rain has come and trashed everything. And now we're getting into... I still can't believe that Janis Joplin played at 2 a.m. So the reason that these times are so messed up is they came up with all this stuff to make it fast. Like, they made this big circle rotating stage thing, and you would set up one band in the background and one band playing. And the first time they set it up and went to go spin the giant Lazy Susan, the wheels just snapped off because it didn't work at all. there was so much stuff that was just thrown together. The whole free concert thing was like, they actually had a discussion about, should we try to kick everyone out and then get them to come back in when we finish the ticket gates? And they were like, no, people are going to freak out. So they didn't do it. But yeah, everything was just kind of flying by the seat of the pants. None of the set list, the order the bands were supposed to be in, was right. It was just whoever's there, whoever can get there, get up and play. And it sounds really cohesive when you're listening to it like this, but there was just like 2 hours of no music sometimes, or like 4 hours, and then other times they're all stepping on each other. So, all right, we're getting into Janis Joplin. We got Sly and the Family Stone, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Grease Band, and Joe Cocker coming up. You're listening to The Scene, episode 18. We're doing Woodstock, Radio Blue. Maybe. No. Sorry. Here we go.
That I ever had to give. Oh, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I think I've had enough of it, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can't be tough. Well, you take, come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart. But don't it, another little piece of a heart.
never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Soft smile, nothing but an electric sign. You could say she has an individual style. She's a part of a carnival time. Super steel lady, chrome colored clothes you wear, cause you have no other. But I suppose no one knows you're my plastic fantastic lover. Cough, never shuts off, is nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic, fantastic lover. Dust is starting to rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
We'll be right back. Well, we're going to leave you with the usual thing. The only thing I can say, as I've said to many people, is this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it.
We'll be right back. get my friends together. But all we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get on your friend. You gotta get on your friend. Everybody knows the way. Everybody knows the way. You got your friend. You got your friend.
Joe Cocker, another abrupt cutoff. singing Little Help from My Friends, Beatles song. Let's see. Before that, Jefferson Airplane's in there. We had Rock House. We had Plastic Fantastic Lover. Pinball Wizard with The Who. What time are we? I think The Who was on at 5 a.m. I think The Big Rainstorm was actually right after Joe Cocker played. So he closed out, and then huge like Sunday afternoon dump, screwed up the grass, probably screwed up anyway. There was a funny story they told during that, which was the chief electrical engineer comes up to the guys running it and says, "I'm very concerned right now." He's very, very worried look on his face. And he said that the giant power cable between the main stage feed had become unearthed, and he was very worried about the cable being frayed from all the wet bodies and stuff just all over it. And he was like, "If it's exposed, there may be a mass electrocution event," was what he called it. Everyone touching each other and getting electrocuted. Anyway, Sly and the Family Stone before that, and we had Janice in there. Peace my heart. That's a good example of where I like the Woodstock recordings better, because it's like, we've heard that song a million times. All right, kind of wrapping up here. I had to skip a couple just because we're short on time. We will, of course, be back for Jimmy. Get a couple tracks in here real quick. The band, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and got to do Crosby, Stills, Young Nash. Nash Young. So, be back in a minute to close out. Here's a few more tracks. Radio Blue.
If your memory serves you well, we're going to meet again and wait. So I'm going to unpack all my things and sit before it gets too late. No matter what, we'll come to you with another tale to tell. Did you know that we shall meet again if your
I was going to confiscate your lace. up must come down. Spinning wheels got to go round. I hear you talking about your troubles and crying sin. Catch a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, spinning all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Catch a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find a directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind a reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color.
He runs, wishing he could fly. to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? Three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, helplessly hoping. Ooh, a lot of static. Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat & Tears before that. Interesting thing on that, when they went to do this box set, all the horns were out of tune, and he had to go in and, like, Blood, Sweat & Tears didn't show up anywhere because their set sounded like trash. A lot of these bands couldn't hear themselves on stage at all because everyone's just trying to keep the show going. So they did the best they had. Some of them sound amazing. Some sound bad. Blood, Sweat, and Tears sounded bad. But they fixed it. Some kind of, like, he needed software that didn't exist yet. And only within the last 10 years or so could you do that kind of analysis. Kind of like isolating stems on DJs and stuff now. Like, you can do some wild stuff with audio software. And they did that, even though he was a purist about keeping all the static and all the helicopter sounds and people bumping mics on the CD. He did want Blood, Sweat, and Tears to be heard. So I appreciate that. Did a good job on it. And then The Wheel on Fire by The Band before that. So that about does it for us. We got to close with Jimmy, and it will be the last song Jimmy played to close out Woodstock 69, August 16, 17, 18, something like that. Thanks for listening. This has been The Scene, episode 18, Tour of Woodstock, the way I see it. Be back in either 2 or 3 weeks. I'm camping and I'm not, I don't know. I might try to do the show from the lake. We'll see. Peace out, groovy folks. You're going down, you got to go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much.